Elhamdülillah. Estağfirullah ellezî lâ ilâhe illâ huvel hayyul kayyûm ve tûbü ileyh. Veslehu tevbete vel mağfirete vel hidayete innehu ettevvâbur rahîm. Vaffu enne ya kerîm. Vahfı lena bi fazlike ya Rahman ya Rahim. Ya Melikü ya Kuddüsü ya Hafızı ya Allah. El evveli Allah, el ahiri Allah, el zahiri Allah, el batini Allah, hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike le. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammedun abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Seyyidel Evveline vel Ahirin. İşbelena ya Şefi'el Mecidin. Bir rahmetike ya Erhamer Rahimin. Kulallahu Teala fi kitabul aziz. Evzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Vâbud rabbeke hattâ yâtikel yakîn. Sadakallahu lezîm. Allah-u Teala says in the Kur'an-ı Kerim, and serve your Lord until there comes to you that which is certain. Serve your Lord, we are ordered, till death comes upon us. I wanted to talk to you about freedom today. Freedom, which is considered by many men the most valuable possession. One would fight and kill and destroy in order to preserve it. It is more important for many people than their children, their wives, their homes, their country, their honor. That thing which they call their freedom. In the summer of 1978, I went with my sheikh, who I served over 10 years as his translator, to an occasion in France, in the city of Rennes. There was a huge thing where they invited from all over the world Ahli Tasawwuf, scholars, musicians, sheikhs. So on that occasion, the Turkish contingent of our tariqah, or the Cerrahiyya Halvetiyya, about 30 dervishes, and my sheikh, and incredible hafizes, and musicians, went to France. And in the city of Rennes, there was a performance of a Zikrullah, which was watched literally by more than 1,000 people. So with the assistance of all the hafizes and the recitation of the Quran and chanting of the ilahis and There was an incredible zikrullah, at the end of which 1,000 people you could hear a nail drop. Total silence. They were so impressed. Then after that, there were some people who stayed, and my Shaykh talked to them about the truth of Islam. And after that, we went to change, because we wore sort of our costumes. And Effendi is all sweated. And there entered a very handsome young man, went on his knees in front of my Shaykh and looked up at him and told him that he wanted to be a Muslim. Could he please tell him things about Islam, explain him what Islam is. Effendi very briefly explained that Islam is submission. Islam is doing what Allah Ta'ala tells you to do. Islam is preferring the greater will of Allah Ta'ala and leaving one's little will behind in favor of the will of Allah Ta'ala. And other things. And he is listening very intently. At the end of this conversation, he had one question. In all sincerity, he looked Effendi in the eye and he said, "Eh, mon liberté, how about my freedom?" said he. Effendi got up, turned his back to him and walked away. My Shaykh was the most compassionate of all men. You would do anything. You would drink, you would debauch, he would reprimand you, but he will forgive you. And he will pray to Allah Ta'ala so that he forgives you too. What happened? I've never seen him turn his back to anybody and walk away. All the men said, "And my freedom." That is the freedom which we think freedom is. That is the freedom that we should be able to do whatever we want to do. That is the freedom that we should have, whatever we wish to have. That's the freedom that whatever my ego dictates to me, even if it says go and get somebody else's wife, that is the freedom which I am talking about. That is the freedom of being a slave to the world. So he preferred to be a slave of the world and of his ego than to be a servant to Allah Ta'ala. But we too call ourselves a Muslim. But we too are slaves of this world. We too are a servant of our nafs ammara. How to liberate oneself from the slavery of this world? We are the slave of this world because we think We owe the world. We owe the world our life. Because it is the world which created us. We came from our mother's womb, the result of our father's love. We ate the food of this world. We enjoy the goodies of this world. We think that all those things which we have come from the world. The world is our nourisher. The world is Yarazak. And the world we owe. If you are a slave to somebody and you owe him just a dollar, till you pay that dollar to him, you are still his slave. We do not owe anything to the world. Freedom is to free oneself from all and everything which is created. From oneself. To free oneself. From other men. To free oneself. From the events and the conditions that it snows. Frees oneself. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have turned myself away from this world, said he, and its stones and its gold are all the same to me. Freedom is not to have any hopes of the future. Freedom is not to have any choice that I want this over that. Freedom has no difference whatever happens. What is the way to do it? How are we going to save ourselves from the tyrannical slavery of this world, which our body and our ego belongs to? Clearly, Allah Ta'ala tells us in that ayat which I have just recited to you, and serve your Lord until there comes to you that which is certain servant. Hallaj Mansur Qudus Sarrah al-Fattahi, he says, if somebody wishes for freedom, let him attain servanthood of Allah Ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the master of others is the servant of the ones who he is a master to. How does one become a servant of Allah Ta'ala to save oneself to be a slave of this world and of the created things. Allah Ta'ala describes them to us. And they prefer others over themselves, even when poverty afflicts them. Allah Ta'ala does not need anything. On the contrary, He is the satisfier of all needs before even we know what we need. Allah Ta'ala does not need our fasting. He does not need our zakat. He does not need our prayers. But He says, when My servant comes close to Me with extra service, I love him and he loves Me. When I love him, I become his hand, which he gives with. I become his eyes, which he sees with. I become his ears, with which he hears with. I become his feet, where he goes to. The extra service is to be Allah Ta'ala's giving hand, to become Allah's servant is to speak His word. To become Allah's servant is to keep one's feet on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. But above all, to become Allah's servant is to serve His servants. And it is only then, inshallah, we will truly be able to gain our freedom from the tyranny of this world. Ya Rabbi, have mercy upon us.
Amen.
You have created us perfect as Ahsani Taqfim. We have reduced ourselves to Asfal al-Safilin. Ya Rabbi, we have tyrannized ourselves. Ya Rabbi, help us by teaching us the truth of Islam.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, help us to give up our little will for the sake of Your greater will.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, teach us obedience. Ya Rabbi, give us the strength to work for Your sake,
Amen.
To live for Your sake,
Amen.
To think
Amen.
For Your sake,
Amen.
To feel for Your sake.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, You have blessed us by making us Muslims, by making us faithful.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, teach us the real reality.
Amen.
And truly make us real Muslims.
Amen.
Bi hurmeti Seyyidil Mursalin, Taha ve Yasin. Allahumma salli. Thank you. Elhamdülillah. Elhamdülillah. Elhamdülillah. Rabbil alemin. Who has created us in the form of the shape of the human being.
Amin.
And who has blown into us our soul from his own soul.
Amin.
And who has taught us all the names, including his own attributes, his own Asma'ul Husna. That he has said that he has created all and everything for us and us for himself. That he has made us his Khalifa on the face of this planet. But the greatest gift which you have given to us, Ya Rab, is Iman and Ihsan and Islam. You also give us air to breathe and lungs to breathe it with and water to drink and food to eat and a stomach to take it. Ya Rabbi, you have given us life and intelligence. And you have given us a short life on the face of this planet and taught us what to do and taught us what not to do. Not the thing that we need that you do not satisfy before we even know that we need it. And for all those gifts and blessings, Ya Rab, we have hardly ever shown any thankfulness. On the contrary, we complain and we want more. We have a house, we want another one. We have a car, we want another one. Ya Rab, have mercy upon us.
Amen.
And teach us thankfulness.
Amen.
And count us amongst your thankful servants.
Amen.
Ya Rab, sometimes you test us. You test us to see if we truly believe, if we truly obey, if we are truly believers and Muslims. And you test us never above our forbearance. You test us with little pain, little sickness, little hunger, little poverty, taking away from us things which we think are ours, but in reality they are yours. And although you say, Inna Allahumma as-sabirin, I am together side by side, friends with those who show patience. Ya Rab, we never show patience. Ya Rabbi, teach us patience.
Amen.
And count us amongst your patient servants.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, you say, hold on to the rope of Islam and do not separate yourself from each other. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, my ummah is like one single body, that if the finger aches, the whole body aches. He also says that if we do not love each other for your sake, our iman is incomplete. Far from loving each other, far being united together, 1.5 billion of us are like 1.5 billion broken mirror, not only separate and spread all around the world. Ya Rabbi, far from loving each other, we hate each other, we hurt each other, we kill each other, we destroy each other. Ya Rabbi, have mercy upon Ummati Muhammad.
Amen.
Once we were all together as one single body. And the whole world admired us and loved us and feared us and copied us. Now we are weak and dumb and stupid and worthless. Ya Rab, recreate the unity amongst the Ummat of Muhammad.
Ameen.
Ya Rabbi, bring Ummat of Muhammad together.
Ameen.
Ya Rabbi, create in our hearts of each other for your sake.
Ameen.
Increase in our hearts your love and the love of your Prophet and the love of the ones who you love and the love of the ones who love you.
Ameen.
Bi hurmeti Seyyidat Mursaleen Taha ve Yasin. Allahümme salli ala seyyidina Muhammedin hasreten merevan ve takibel asaran ve kerarel cedidan ve stekbelel ferkadan ve belik ve ruhahu ve ervahe ehli beytihi min attahiyyatü vesselam ve barik ve sellem aleyhi kesiren kesiren kesira ve sallallahu ala seyyidina Muhammedin ve ala cemil enbiyayı ve mürselin ve levlilayı ve salihin ve ala melaiketike vel mukarrabin ve ala ehli taatike ecmaine min ehli semavatü ve ehli lardin ve rıdvanallahi teala ala ali Resulullah ve ashabi ecmain.
Amin.
Elhamdülillahi
Rabbil alemin. Allahu ekber, Allahu ekber.